Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Ireland has a new mortgage provider. It is the Limerick-based broker SYS Mortgages, and they promise to access the most competitive rates for would-be homebuyers. But is that tricky in an era of higher interest rates? Tony Delaney is the chief executive of SYS in Limerick. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
You're joining a pretty crowded field of mortgage brokers.
Yeah, Joe, I suppose, look, the whole financial services market is probably a bit crowded in Ireland in one way, but I always say, look, if you're good at what you do and you have the right offering, I think that will set us apart. And I have no doubt what SYS bring to the table will put us as one of the main leaders in the mortgage market in Ireland.
And what will you do differently?
Well, I suppose we have a team nationwide. Like SYS itself has, you know, 54 staff, but we have 10 now dedicated to the mortgage team. You know, for me, I think it's the whole advice around it, Joe, which, you know, people have to look at. It's not one cap fits all. And, you know, I'm a firm believer like that. If you're looking to get advice, that the broker market is best positioned to give you that, you know, once you have all the agencies, if you don't, I suppose you can't tell them what's best in the marketplace. So you walk into a high street bank this morning, they're only going to be able to tell you what they have on offer themselves, and that's, we deal with them as well. Mm-hmm. But I think for people in general, it's just not even the mortgage. It's down to the nitty gritty of, you know, long term, have you other money coming in you could afford to pay down some of it? Do you take a longer mortgage now rather than when you're under pressure financially? And, you know, even down to the bits about your mortgage protection, salary protection, like there's a lot more to it than just going in. I think people get fixated on getting the mortgage. And once you have that done, then, geez, I'll sign up to anything, where we're very much an advisory firm across the board. And that's my guidance to anyone today, is to go to someone that has all the agencies, because they do, like, if we inputted information today, we probably get different outcomes with the different providers. Mm. And that's the part that people have to be very tuned into and aware of. There's just not one cap fits all.
And there are only three major lenders in Ireland. That must be a bad thing for you guys.
Yeah, well, I suppose you had some exits, which was unfortunate. MoCo have now come to the market, which maybe not everyone is aware of MoCo. So you have, you know, Bank of Ireland, PTSB and AIB/Haven, and MoCo, we've got the MoCo license, and we got some very good feedback only last week, where we got a client in medical profession, and we were able to get them more monies through MoCo, because they look at things differently. They look at you know, if you have maybe variable income, they take a different view of that, which that client was absolutely delighted with us. And we're hoping Finance Ireland and ICS/Delisk will come back with competitive rates in the next few months, because back 3 years ago, pre-COVID, they had some exceptional rates. So really, we're working off four now, Joe, and maybe not everyone is aware of MoCo, not everyone would have the license.
Yeah. Now, does the agency. Interest rates, of course, have zoomed from naught to over 4% in the Eurozone. Does that higher interest rate environment make your job tougher or easier?
I think it makes it tougher for the purchaser, you know what I mean? For us, you know, the advice is the same, whether the interest rate is 2 or 4% or 4.5%. I think it is, you know, it's probably restricted people with how much they can borrow now based on the multiples. And, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, Joe. We believe that the interest rate environment the increase has slowed down. And we'd like to think that based on economists, et cetera, that we'll see a few interest rate decreases between now and the end of the year. But be under no illusion, we're never going to be going back to 0% interest rates for the long time foreseeable future.
No, it's probably not. Is it a good thing, Tony, that mortgage brokers, that first-time buyers account for more than 60% of all new mortgages these days?
No, it's not, because I suppose if you're looking, starting off this morning, you know, geez, I'm thinking of buying a house somewhere in my own locality or closer to work or wherever you're living. Mm. Like, you have to, you know, start how much can I borrow, first of all. And then everything seems to be coming to a bidding war now as well, Joe, that you're going in with one expectation and a guide price, and a lot of them are making over that. So I think first time buyers are finding it extremely difficult to get their hands on houses. And with the increase in house prices, like, they have steadied in certain areas and have gone up in others. So it's a real challenge for, and everyone is fully aware of the supply of homes in Ireland, especially in the private sector market. So that's a challenge for brokers. And I suppose the switcher market was very big as well, Joe. You had to make sure over the last couple of years, when interest rates were increasing and we were all aware there was more on the way, that you have to make sure and provide the right advice. So we'd have turned away a lot of business in the last 2 years based on telling clients, look, again, you get your mortgage switched, it's going to have gone up anyway. Go switch with your current provider and come back to us in a couple of years time. And so we do believe that there's going to be a market there for the switchers. I think there's a lot of people going to be coming off fixed rates. So that will be a help for the broker market as well, because, again, you know, you could be a long time waiting to turn out a mortgage if you're a first time buyer. Again, you get the right house and get it if it's been newly built and et cetera. So, yeah, it's a challenge.
And did you have to get approval from the Central Bank of Ireland to get a mortgage brokerage?
Yeah, we had a license already, but we sort of have two regulated entities. But we decided to ramp up the mortgage business, Joe, and just maybe put it into context. We're going to be looking, like, we had one person operating in it, drawn down maybe 10 million. We're going to be going to 80 million drawdown this year to 120 million plus next year. And that's the level of impact we're going to have on the Irish market, but very much advice-based.
Okay. Best of luck with it, Tony. That's Tony Delaney, the Chief Executive of SYS Mortgages in Limerick.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.